So let's talk about premature ejaculation and the micropenis. I know most men do not sit and have conversations with each other about, let me not say I know, like I normally chill with you guys all the time, so I know the things you discuss, but I'm just assuming men don't sit and discuss psychological and emotional implications of dick size or ejaculation. So don't worry, guys, I got you. Today I want to talk about premature ejaculation and micropenises and just discuss it further so that we're able to understand. And I'll start with premature ejaculation. So basically, this is when semen leaves the body sooner than wanted during sexual stimulation. Like, you wanted to go for ulko unasika kuchapa hiyo kitu for 8 hours, but sekunde ya pili umenat. Ivo, it's over. Imeisha, fin. And this issue affects so many people. Like, it is much more common than you would know. It's just that maybe hakuna awareness, ama people don't really have these conversations with each other. But don't worry, guys, let me just take you through it so that it's a bit easier for you guys to understand, and then we can talk about it and see how is best to remedy the situation. The thing with premature ejaculation and having a really small penis is this shit fucks with your psyche. It fucks with your emotional health and your psychological health, because you'll start to feel less of who you are. And most men actually tie their whole personality to their dick size and their prowess in the bed. Well, when they don't have a penis that functions well, ama that is small, they just feel like they're not man enough, or they are not a man. And that's basically what I want to talk about, so that especially people, when they start to feel distressed and frustrated about this, it causes them to even go further and avoid sex. Because why would I have sex if I'm not fulfilling my woman the way I want to? Meanwhile, us women have much more needs. Like, we have emotional needs. Sometimes we just want you there to hold us and hug us. We're not even thinking he has a small dick. But this is how men reason. And that's why I want to explain to you guys, so that maybe it can alleviate the stress and the frustration that you feel. First of all, premature ejaculation is very, very treatable. It's treatable through medication or counseling or just personal practicing to stop. Like how us we do Kegels. Like, you can practice on your own at home. You can practice now, I guess, using masturbation through sexual stimulation. Practice to hold out longer. Practice regularly. Practice by just trying to train yourself and your penis when it comes to ejaculating. But if that doesn't work, there's counseling, there's therapy, there's hormonal medication. And these things can be worked on actively. So the situation could be lifelong, or it could be acquired. Inaweza kuwa tu hivyo ndo unakuanga, hivyo ndo ulizaliwa, ama maybe kwa sababu ya vitu kama childhood traumas na whatever zimefanya ufike point, ama sexual traumas zimefanya ufike point yenye una struggle nayo. So first of all, for us to say that you have premature ejaculation, you have to be diagnosed by a doctor. You cannot just say it for yourself, because una compare according to what? Kuna measures that lazima zifuatiliwe, kuna standards, kuna things they look at to determine that this is premature ejaculation. So first of all, kama uko home na haijaikuwa diagnosed, usikae tu home ujigesie useme mimi na coming in 30 minutes na other men wana coming in, wananiambia kwa locker room wana coming in 3 hours, so now I have premature ejaculation. Please don't do that. First of all, don't compare yourself to others. Our bodies are very different. This is why you need a specialist who's able to advise accordingly. So you have to be diagnosed, meaning you have to gather the strength to talk to a doctor without shame. You have to work on your self-esteem, work on your confidence, so that you're able to approach a medical practitioner who's going to be able to give you all the information you need and diagnose you accordingly. And this, for this, you'll have to put away the shame. So some of the causes of premature ejaculation are mostly psychological or physical or biological. So let me just break them down. You could have psychological issues, which are sex-related issues, like rape, depression, anxiety, guilt, erectile dysfunction, relationship issues, financial issues. You could be having all these things going on in your mind and your heart that prevent you from nutting the way you want to or the way you expect to. That's why when we're dealing with such things, like, we have to start with self. We have to start from the core of getting to understand you, getting to understand how do you reason, what are you going through, how are you feeling, what's happening in your life. That's why you can't self-diagnose, because you can't really be able to pinpoint on your own if everything is okay or if you're struggling. So all these things definitely changia. Sengine uneza shindwa kumbao venye unafaa kwa sababu hujalipa rent. Na hiyo ni normal. That's why I'm saying you shouldn't really be hard on yourself because you're going through grief and you can't have sex. It's all interconnected. You have to be at an amazing mental space. You have to be at an amazing emotional space for you to be able to enjoy and love it and understand and just feel good. So kwa biological kuna irregular hormones, irregular brain chemicals, or inherited traits and interactions. So this happens, like I said, sengine umezaliwa tu hivyo. Sengine uko hivyo. And there's not much that can be done to alter unless now you start with therapy or hormonal drugs. So the only way you can know what is causing all these issues, like I said, is when you seek professional help. Like when you see a coach, a therapist, or a doctor. First, you start with the doctor so that they can tell you this. When you have much more information, you're able to understand better. And other complications, just basically like stress, relationship issues, fertility issues, shame, anxiety. So it just comes down to self, because kama hauko sawa, hauwezi nut, hauwezi mbao venye ulikuwa unafaa kumbao. Na ndio maana muambia wase, sex lazima ikuwe intentional. Like, yes, you can have casual sex, you can fuck who you want, you can fuck as much as you want. But the more you're having sex that you don't deserve, or sex that is not the right way that you should, it definitely has other implications on your health, on your mental, on your emotional, on your physical. All these things are very intertwined. So that's why you need to know yourself completely. Lazima ujijue vizuri na ujiunderstand so that you're able to help find answers for yourself as well. So premature ejaculation, like I said, is something that is very common, and there's no need to be ashamed. There's no need to feel like you're less of a man or you're less of a person. And I'm sorry I use man, but I'm just talking about people, like people with penises, so you can feel it however, if you're gender fluid. If you have any questions about what premature ejaculation is, or you feel like you need much more information, please feel free to ask me. I'm very, very available in my DMs. You can follow me on Love and Orgasms or Roberta Bobby, and I will answer your questions. There's also a slot to leave me a voice message on here on Spotify. So feel free to record something. Ask me all the questions you have. Please, even if I don't know the answers, I will find them for you and I will bring them to you. So let's move on to the micropenis. And remember I said these things a doctor must diagnose. Ata micropenis. Uwezi kaa chini ujigesie ati penis yangu inakuanga ndogo. Ni ndogo according to what? According to who? Unataka kucompare dick yako na mandingo alafu ukwe sad. It doesn't work like that. You can't compare yourself to others. You have to go to a doctor so that a doctor is able to tell you, okay, yes. 1, 2, 3. So a micropenis is a penis that is much smaller than average. And this can be caused by hormonal issues or genetic issues. And mostly they find that it is tied to a lack of enough testosterone, enough fetal testosterone. And how they'll determine that you have a micropenis is a doctor normally will measure and, you know, just give you guidelines, and then you guys will be able to talk more about it. So unfortunately for this, there is no cure, but there is remedies. There is things you can do to help your penis grow, like hormone therapy. But sasa vitu kama hormone therapy, unajua lazima ikwe introduced when you're really, really young, like when you're still a baby, and that's now the fetal testosterone. But you see now the complications that come, like, why would you be, like, that's not really where parents focus on mostly, about the size of their baby's penis when the baby is just a baby. Unless, and I don't know how they'd be able to determine that the kid's penis is smaller than usual. I don't know. But that's something, like I said, that can just be diagnosed by a doctor. And hormone therapy, there are more chances of success when you're a kid. That's what I was saying. So you give testosterone, or you another option is phallocy surgery, reconstruction. This is the last option, I would say. This is where enyewe, you need a big dick. Liwe liwalo mbaya mbaya, a must. And then you can think about the reconstructive surgery, but I wouldn't really, really recommend this because I feel like I don't want to get political about people's bodies, but I feel like people should be able to do what they want. But options that are not affecting you negatively in the long run, I feel like those would be better. Like options that help you build your self-esteem, make you love yourself better and accept yourself the way you are. I feel like that's the long-term foundation for dealing with such issues. Because once you love yourself, everything else you do will just be an add-on. Like if you want the surgery, cool, but you're still fine with what you have and how you are, which is something that you need to work on actively. And this kind of dick is, a micropenis kind of dick is normally inconspicuous. It is very, very small. Very, very, it's like having a, I don't want to make jokes about this. And most times it's buried under the skin or like belly fat. But through surgery, they're able to do reconstruction. And having a small penis syndrome, it's not the end. It's not the end of life, man. Us guys are out here teasering and we still really enjoy sex like that. Like, there's so much to sex. There's emotional connections. There's so many things. But because we tie our identity to dicks, or like to big dicks, or like the size of the dicks really, really matter, that's where the problem comes. It starts to affect your self-image, and then you start to worry about your size. And this brings body dysmorphia. And I think where this dysmorphia comes from, especially for men mostly, is from porn. Because where most people learn about sex for the first time is on porn, is when they watch porn. And that kind of skews your perception and your idea of how human beings are supposed to look. Because that's not how it is. Like, there's no, actually, this is how humans are supposed to look. We're all different. We're all unique. We're all built different. So we need to work on our self-esteem and our self and how we love ourselves. So, historia premature ejaculation and micropenis. Let me just remind you guys that you have to be diagnosed. You can't just guess the diagnosis on yourself and then ujieke hapo ukikuwa sad kwa sababu you feel you have a small penis or you never really ejaculate. I mean, of course, you know your body more than anyone, but it would be better for you to get professional advice and opinions so that you're able to form a remedy. You're able to decide, okay, what do I want? Do I want therapy? Do I want to just love myself more? Do I want to practice at home? Do I want to get the surgery? Do I want, whatever you decide, it has to come from a place of loving yourself first rather than hating yourself and being ashamed. Because hiki tu inakosingi a lot of depression, anxiety, inakosingi msea feel like less of a man. And it's not the way it's supposed to be. So if you feel like you have any questions for me about premature ejaculation or micropenises, please feel free to reach out and ask me. I'll be very, very happy to answer any questions. Bye-bye.